97 EJX. Good morning, Kelly K.
Hello.
I'm sure this is redundant for you, Kelly, but let's get into some sports here real quick.
Okay.
The NBA championships have been going on. Game 6 of the NBA Finals. By the way, I'm sure I don't even need to ask. You know who was playing, right?
Honestly, no.
If you were to guess...
My son watched it last night, but they watched it at somebody else's house.
If you were to guess, just take a stab.
Okay, I'm going to say the Golden State Warriors and the Heat.
I mean, you've been paying somewhat attention. Golden State Warriors, yes.
Yes?
Heat, no.
Oh, okay.
Boston Celtics.
Oh, Boston! Oh, yeah. Oh, that makes more sense. I saw a little clip from a sports show with an 8-year-old calling in, and he had some strong words for Boston.
Yeah, so it was the Warriors, Boston, last night, game 6.
Oh, the suspense is killing me. Who won?
The championship was decided. If you DVR'd this show and you wanted to watch it back today, turn it down for just 10 seconds.
And that'll do it. It's over. The Golden State Warriors return to a familiar place. They're on top of the NBA world. The fourth title in 8 years. The Dubs dynasty is still very much alive.
Yeah, so they win.
That's exciting.
103-90, game 6 of the NBA Finals. They're in Boston, so.
Okay.
Like I said.
Wow, that's exciting news.
Yeah, exactly. Like I said, I mean, I didn't want to, like, let you do the heavy lifting just because I knew you already knew all this stuff.
Oh, sure.
I didn't. I was just going to, you know, take it off your plate real quick because, you know, that was just something you already knew, so.
Yeah. Okay.
It would have been just a waste of your time.
It kind of is.
So, yeah, there we go. Sports.
Wow. Sports corner. That's where we're starting.
As you know and have come to love with this show, when you want sports, up to the minute sports.
Yeah.
Sports on the fives. It's Ben and Kelly show.
Sports on the fives? Okay.
99.7 DJX. Hi. Everything else good in your life?
Oh, super.
Oh, great. Yeah. All right.
How about you? Did you... do any, like, running in the heat?
My wife asked me if I was going to go running yesterday, and I said no. And she said, no, too hot. I said, no, I just don't want to. So,
okay.
Yeah. All right, Kelly. So tell me about this unlikely landing.
Well, yeah, the pilot of a small plane forced to make an emergency landing this week, and he safely came down on a Colorado golf course. Some crazy images show it's a twin-engine plane parked on this golf course, luckily just off the edge of the green.
Mm-hmm.
He had an audience of about 150 kids between the ages of 8 and 17 who were getting lessons at the time.
Golf camp.
Yep, but no one got injured thanks to the pilot being just an ace.
A twin-engine plane became the newest greenside hazard on Monday.
Yeah, water, sand, skinny fairways, yeah, planes, airplanes.
A pilot picked a par 5 for an emergency landing.
But they missed the green, skidded over this hill here, and just did a nosedive.
A lot of pressure, scary situation, and he made the right call.
Didn't do any damage to the golf course, and everybody's fine.
Two people on board walked away without a scratch.
You know, I was pretty smart because, you know, a lot of times those, what are those they call it, the fairways? They're pretty long and, you know, they're long enough for, I guess, a pilot to land a small plane.
Yeah, but he missed the green. So, like, no damage to the golf course at all.
All right.
So, I mean, that's how good he was. Like, you know, 150 kids on the golf course, nobody gets hurt, they walk away without a scratch, and the golf course is still good.
That's a win right there.
It is, but the plane is still there, so they've just, like, marked caution tape around it, so it's kind of like, almost like making it, I know, mini
another
golf
hazard.
Course.
Yeah,
it's just,
exactly.
It's just another hazard.
That's funny.
Yeah, you can see the story on our website, WDJX.com.
DJX. Taking the trash out is so boring, isn't it?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Wouldn't it be better if, like, you felt appreciated when you took the trash out?
Who's going to appreciate it? Your spouse? Like, hey, honey, I really appreciate you doing that. That's not a fun job. Thank you.
I mean, sure. But what if it was the trash can?
Oh, the trash can is appreciating it?
Yeah. What if the trash can itself appreciated your deposit?
Like a talking trash can?
This city in Sweden is trying to entice residents to help clean up the streets a little bit, you know?
Okay.
So they have installed talking garbage cans. And after you throw away your trash, well, I'll just play it for you, okay?
I'm sorry. Back the truck up. Was that a moan? Was that a moan from the trash can?
Yes, the garbage cans moan. And they say racy things after being fed trash.
I am uncomfortable.
That is a trash can.
No, sir.
That is a trash can.
No, I don't. I don't need those sounds coming from a trash can. I would like, you know, like, nom, nom, nom. Oh, that was tasty. Thank you so much. Or something like that. Like Cookie Monster eating some cookies. That would be fun to listen to. But no, I don't need moaning.
Maybe that didn't work. Maybe they tried that before. Maybe it just didn't work.
I don't think they tried that. I think they went straight to the moaning and I'm uncomfortable.
Well, they're seeing if it's going to work. So, you know, maybe.
I don't think it's going to work.
Kelly.
Listen, I can't make my kids take the trash out then. Oh, God.
This trash can really likes this trash.
No. No, sir.
Really likes
it
a lot.
See, that takes away a chore that I've given to my kids. I'm not. No. That is problematic.
So.
Let's make it more happy fun, like. Eating noises like nom, 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 nom.
Well, again, these aren't trash cans, personal trash cans. These are the trash cans that are around the city. So,
okay, well, maybe, this would be fun. Like burping sound effects, like you feed it and then a big belching sound effect. That would be funny.
Sure, Kelly, you know what? Obviously, they didn't ask you before.
They did not. They did not come to me first because I would have told them from the very beginning, nope, wrong sounds.
Before they went straight to.
Nothing sassy about that. That is so misplaced. Such a bad idea. I mean, I like where their head's at. Let's make taking out the trash a little bit more fun. I get that. Just pick the wrong sounds. They pick the wrong sounds.
Well, we'll see. If it cleans up Sweden, this city in Sweden, then we'll know that at least that city is all right with it. So.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
You know, when you name your kid Le Genius? Yeah, you're really setting up your kid for success, right?
Yeah, there are some high expectations there, I think, with that name.
For sure. Well, this is a setting the bar, so Le Genius might be missing the mark there.
Falling short of the Le expectations.
Yeah, coming up here in just about 15 minutes with your setting the bar story on 9970JX. All right, setting the bar. Kelly, what are these stories?
These are examples of what not to do or situations we hope you don't find yourself in.
Yeah, when you name your kid Le Genius, you're really setting high expectations. Or maybe you're, you know, at least trying to give your kid a good head start.
Yeah, and then, you know, maybe they're going to go off in the world and do amazing things.
Yeah, for sure. But if you can manage to make it through the day without choosing a life of crime when your name is Le Genius, then you're doing okay.
Oh, that is not Le good.
No, Le, it's not. And we go to Le Florida for this one, as Florida stories are just a little bit odd. As 22-year-old Le Genius, real name, arrested Monday, hit up with felony gun and drug charges. Now, listen, Le Genius has been in and out of Le jail since Le 13. So,
oh, wow. That is not Le good.
No, it is Le not. So, yeah.
But he can Le turn it around.
Yeah, he's got time. He's got time for sure.
He does. He's got a lot of time in jail to think about it, right?
Yep, only 22 years old. So, yes, he has got plenty of time to Le turn it, Le around for Le Genius.
Dang. I mean, you know, he with a moniker like that, you should be like you know what? I have big hopes for him that he is going to be an amazing story one day. He's going to be like on a national tour, like telling people how he started off like really bad in that jail since the age of 13. He turns it around. Now he's an amazing person. That's what I think.
Yeah. Le Genius is going to tell his Le story to Le millions.
He's going to be on Le tour at
yes.
some point.
Yes, very soon. So let's only hope that's the story that Le Genius tells for the rest of his life there.
Come on, Le Genius. Come on. You can do this.
That's setting the bar on 99.7 DJX. Father's Day this weekend, and in recognition of Father's Day, BuzzFeed took a moment actually to grade some of the best and worst dads on TV. So I figured I would give you some of the dads and the grades, but then I'd also quiz Kelly on what show they're coming from.
Full transparency, I do have the list.
Well, I'm going to give you some that aren't on the list.
Oh, okay, good.
All right, because honestly, you're going to know if I said Ted Lasso.
Well, yeah. I know Ted Lasso.
Gets an A minus as a dad, yeah. which you know, I thought was interesting because really he up and moved 5,000 miles away from his kid.
Yeah, but he still FaceTimes, and I guess that they give him a lot of credit for that.
Yeah, exactly. Jim Hopper.
Stranger Things. But, yeah. You know, in this current season, he's not around because he's in a Russian prison. Spoiler alert.
Sorry. Yeah, he gets an A, by the way.
Oh, okay.
Gary Gergich on Parks and Rec, A+.
Never spent 1 minute on that show.
Yeah. Andre Johnson.
No, I have no idea what the show is.
He's on Black-ish. He gets a B+.
Okay.
Johnny Rose.
That's not ringing a bell either.
S Creek. Uh-huh. B+. Which, okay. Really, I think that's high. Because if you watch the entire show, he's not a great dad. I mean, okay. He has his moments, I guess. Cal Jacobs.
What is that show?
Euphoria.
Oh, gosh.
And I know you haven't seen Euphoria.
No, but I know what it's about.
But Cal Jacobs is an absolute awful dad, and he gets an F.
Okay.
All right, so some other dads. Kelly, just tell me the show they're from, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Uh-huh.
Danny Tanner.
Full House.
Jack Pearson.
Jack Pearson. Is that Modern Family?
Sorry.
Oh, dang.
I gave you the wrong buzzer.
Oh.
Yeah. No, Jack Pearson is from This Is Us.
Oh, wait, I knew that.
This is Us.
I haven't watched the show, but I know that.
This Is Us.
Okay.
Phil Banks.
Philip Banks. Oh, that's Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, right?
You got it. Yep.
Vintage.
Ned Stark.
Ned Stark? Oh, I have no idea.
No? Nothing?
Give me the plot of the show. Is there a plot? Other characters?
Medieval.
Medieval. Game of Thrones?
You got it.
Yes!
All right. Name this dad. Phil Dunphy.
Okay, that's Modern Family.
Yes. That is Modern Family. By the way, he gets an A from BuzzFeed.
Mom, I got pretty intense down there, huh? All like East Coast, West Coast, you feel me? Act like a parent, talk like a peer. I call it parenting. I learned it from my own dad who used to walk into my room and say, "What's up, sweat hog?"
Oh, my.
He is probably one of my favorite dads on television. Yeah. All right, a couple more. All right,
okay.
Name the show. Red Foreman.
Oh, that's that 70s show.
You got it.
And that 90s show, right?
I'll yes. Bring it back a little yes, bit. Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. Tony Soprano.
Oh, the Sopranos?
Ross Geller.
Ross Geller. Oh, that's Friends.
Of course. Of course.
Did we really see Emma was their daughter? She really wasn't in there a lot.
No.
Or we're just assuming he's a good dad.
Peter Griffin,
that is Family Guy.
See, you're not doing too bad.
I'm doing better than I thought I would.
Yeah. Bob Belcher.
Is that Bob's Burgers?
You got it.
Wow, I just guessed.
All right, well, there you are. Congrats. And then one more, Al Bundy.
Oh, that's Married with Children.
There you go.
Another classic.
Look at that. All right. So congratulations.
Wow, what a fun game. Did I win a prize?
You win.
Did I win like a cat, like a meow sticker?
Sure. We'll give you a cat sticker there for your best worst dads and putting the dad to the TV show.
A little behind the scenes, Ben always sends out an email at the end of every week, like asking a trivia question to the staff. And he offers up a little
me wow, but
oh, me wow. It's yeah. A me wow sticker. So I get a me wow sticker?
You get a cat sticker. Congrats.
Okay, awesome.
All right, it's Ben and Kelly. All right, Kelly, what do you got?
Sixth grader Abraham Walker never had a birthday party of his own until his new family surprised him. So Walker and his brother Joe were adopted from Sierra Leone by a family from North Carolina, and he was overcome with emotion at the party surprise. Didn't even know how to blow out the candles.
He'd never seen him before in his life.
Nope.
Happy birthday to you. Abraham never had a birthday party of his own, so he didn't know how to blow out the candles. And he says he isn't even sure exactly how old he is. His adopted dad there, Joe Walker, met the boys on a trip to an orphanage in Sierra Leone. Later, when the brothers were about to be separated and forced out onto the street, the Walkers and their four kids met and decided quickly and unanimously that Abraham and Joe should join their family in America.
All I used to pray for is for me to have a family that can love me and care about me. And then God just said, wait, I have the perfect and beautiful family.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that sweet? God said, wait, I have the perfect, beautiful family. Mm. Just so many happy tears. You can see that video on our website, WDJX.com.
I know when you're in a relationship and you break it off with that relationship, sometimes you, like Kelly, maybe have a moment of crying on your kitchen floor.
It's a crying rug. Arbor Mist. Little cookie dough ice cream.
Yeah. And I don't know.
You burn it all.
Yeah, you might cut that person out of pictures. Like if you actually had physical pictures, you might cut them out of that, or, you know, delete those photos on your phone of that person. You know,
delete the number.
Yeah, right, exactly. Or, you know, change their name in your contacts to do not answer.
A nice name.
Yes, exactly. Something like that.
Satan, Lucifer.
Right.
Yeah.
But, you know, maybe you had an okay breakup with that person. And you're like, you know,
you're parting with fond memories.
Yeah, we you know, we're just in different places at the time. And so, you know, this is something that I'm not necessarily, I don't hate this person. And, you know, you choose to just keep some things because it's part of your past.
But now you're in a new relationship, and that's where it can maybe be problematic.
Yeah, that's where we're going to dive in with group therapy. And if you've got an issue that you want us to try to hammer out for you, you can email us, benandkellyshow@gmail.com, or shoot us a message, Ben and Kelly Show, on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook. And what we'll do is just turn around and, you know, toss it out to the listeners and see what we can do for you.
We will present it to the peanut gallery.
On DJX. On DJX. All right, it's Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX. So Michael's concerned. He found a box of old love letters his girlfriend kept from a past relationship. He's all like, should I worry? He wants to know if, like, people actually keep stuff like this. Is this...
They were kind of setting out on her desk.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think, you know, there are a lot of people chiming in on Facebook. Some of them are saying, red flag, red flag. One comment said, no. Kyle says, it's toxic of you to suggest she should throw away memories for you, a person she barely knows. But many people are just like, no, it's not necessary to give up everything from an ex. Mm-hmm. Just make sure that they're kind of put away. The fact that they're sitting out, I think, is a bigger problem. Put them in a box, put them in the closet, hide them away.
Jenna, so what's your thought on this?
I had love letters all the way up until I was married, and then finally I went through them and got rid of them. I feel like it's no big deal. He, like you said, they've only been dating a couple months. I don't even know if he said I love you to her. It may not be that serious. But 4 years is a big chunk of someone's life just to get rid of like that. It may take some time.
So you're on team, keep the love letters. Don't throw them away.
Yeah, I mean, if they get serious, he can be like, hey, can you put them up in the back of the closet, you know. But
yeah,
as of right now, you're only dating a couple months. You can't change your whole life like that.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, you had said that you had kept letters from, you know, other boyfriends. But then did you compare your current relationship with past relationship letter writers?
No, it was more just memories of, you know, can't believe I was that dumb whenever, you know, believe everything you say, or, you know, just some remember the fun time we had back then, or I was so young and stupid, just stuff like that.
All right. Thank you, Jenna. I appreciate it.
Okay. So here's what I'm thinking. I'm sitting here going, is it bad that I don't have love letters? Never had love letters? It feels like almost a lost art. Do people do that anymore? Apparently they do. Now, I've got, like, cards where my husband wrote beautiful things in the cards. I've kept every single one of those. I guess those are my love letters.
Yeah. Yeah. So I like, my wife has a shoebox, and in it there's memorabilia. there's memorabilia from notes that I would write her, that I wrote her when we were dating.
Oh, so you wrote love letters. How cute.
Well, I mean, like, I don't know if you call them love letters, but they were just like,
are we going out tonight? Check yes, no, or maybe.
Yeah. I mean, they're just like, you know, notes and things like that, that I would scribble on, you know, maybe even just like a napkin or something and leave for her, you know, like surprise, like little notes. But then there are also some, a couple from past relationships that she was in before she and I got together, in this shoebox full of like kind of memorabilia of her past.
And have you read them?
And I, yeah. I had read them. And, but it was a thing that I think, like Michael, initially I was like, oh, that's kind of weird. And then after a while, it just, I didn't care. And because it wasn't a thing where, you know, she was continuing to call these guys or have contact with these guys. They were just part of her past. And now,
well, you got the girl, you married her.
Right. But then now, this is kind of like what you said. This is a, or like what Jenna said, it's kind of a thing where she can go back and she can be like, because we have teenage daughters who are starting through that, like, you know, wild tangle of, you know, relationships and talking,
dating, all the stuff,
yeah, and stuff like that. So there are examples of, you know, their mom going through that as well when she was their age and stuff like that. So I think that is kind of cool to have those sorts of things where it's like, hey, look, this person I thought I was in love with.
I've been there, done that. So yeah, this is why you should take my advice.
Right. Exactly. Like I was in love. We thought we were getting married. Then, you know, he XYZ and I'm with your dad now. So, you know,
like, and that is how I found your dad.
And that's why I'm with your dad. Turns out he was a big old jerk, but now, you know, and so it's one of those things where
I like
it's just,
that aspect of it.
Yeah. So
it's part of what makes you who you are.
Yeah.
And part of your journey to get to you, to where you are.
And, you know, flaws and wins all there, you know? And so it's a
real. Oh, dang, should I not have burned everything?
Well, no, I mean, you have your own stuff, I'm sure, but like, you know, it's, I think it, looking back on it, going, man, I'm glad I didn't ever force any sort of issue or force her to get rid of
all that stuff.
Yeah. Because, and even looking back, I'm like, knowing my wife, she'd have been like, no. And I'm not getting rid of them. What, like,
and then you would have been like, okay.
I'm like, all right. And then I just have to figure out how to deal with it.
Goes.
Yeah, right. It would have been one argument and that would have been it. And then we would have moved on. But
okay.
But anyway.
All right. So not a big issue. Maybe she just puts it away, file it away, and then just go about, you know, continuing on growing your relationship with her. See
where it goes. Yeah, exactly. Just appreciate what you have and know that, look, she obviously is a woman who is down for commitment.
Yeah, and she's sentimental.
Yeah. So I think that's some good quality. So good luck with that, Michael.
Okay, there you go. I think we solved that. That was pretty good.
All right. Hey, coming up next, I think we're having an effect, positive or negative, effect on local media here in Louisville. Uh-oh.
Okay. Some of the Ben and Kelly-isms are creeping out there.
I'm going to go ahead and say that we're an influence on this.
Okay. We're going to take credit for it?
I'm going to try.
Okay, well, let's talk about it first before I say I'm proud of it or not.
I'll explain. It's Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX. Now, Kelly and I have been a part of the Louisville media scene for quite some time here on 99.7 DJX. And I'd like to think that over those years, we've had some influence on some of the media, other local media.
See, I like to think that, you know, our little tribe listens, but nobody else, especially other professionals.
So, you know, we have influenced, I know, Brian Good over at Wave.
Yeah, I mean, he's got to work with us.
Right.
You can't avoid it.
Right. It's an agreement that we have between us and Wave. But
he's probably against his will. But we love him.
We had him sneak baby powder index into one of his weather forecasts recently.
It's just applicable, really. I mean, it just makes it, you know, a little bit more tangible in your life. How can you apply this information? Literally apply baby powder in your special areas to avoid, you know, with the sweatiness.
And in fact, we encouraged him to say special areas as well. So he is,
we did.
He's talking there on Wave Sunrise, and John Bull's like, what? So Brian Good's like, yeah, baby powder index, you know, you need it for your special areas. And so, yes, influence, there's a win, you know, there's a win. There's a win.
So that's contractually obligated.
I'm going to go ahead and say that this is another influence that we've had on the local media. Sterling Riggs over at WDRB shared this video of Jude Redfield. Jude Redfield is the weather guy on DRB in the morning, right? Mm-hmm. And you know, he's a friend of the show as well. We always see each other every Derby. It seems like anymore, it's just like once a year, right around Derby time. But Sterling shared this video of Jude saying this.
That's right. The booty sweat index.
That's the booty sweat index, BSI. Let's explain.
That's right. The booty sweat index factor, which has been extreme. When it just sticks to your skin, there's a little bit of that action going on.
There you go.
I like that. When it sticks, a little bit of that action.
Heat index forecast, 106 today, 105 Thursday, Friday, BSI, booty sweat index still above 100 degrees.
Yep, absolutely, wow. Booty sweat index. Yeah. I like that. I like that.
See, you know, he kind of describes a condition. We offer a solution, though, with the baby powder index.
Well, we've said swamp ass before, and we've said, you know, that sweat in your special areas, in your naughty places, and things like that. Uh-huh. And so, you know, I think
we ladies have to deal with, you know, underneath the undercarriage, too. Like, well,
oh, boob sweat. Yeah, for sure.
Boob sweat.
Is that what you're talking about? Yeah, for sure.
Talking about.
Yeah. Well, and hey.
That's real.
You know what? Some guys do too.
So, oh yeah.
Let's be honest.
Yeah. Okay.
But yeah, so I like to think that Jude, welcome to the club, welcome to the family, you know?
Yeah. You know what? We're just making it so that you can apply the information practically to your life today.
Listen. The Ben and Kelly show walked so Jude could run. You're welcome.
We paved the path.
Here's what's coming up with Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
Okay. We're gonna get Kim on the phone here coming up. As we dive into the DMs, she has a thing about her bestie that irritates her. So what'd she do? She comes to us.
Oh, gosh. I'm so uncomfortable with this. Like, this is like, feels like a confrontational kind of situation, and I'm uncomfortable.
It's all right, you know. If you wanna hang back and let me do the driving on this, we can do that. That's fine.
Okay, I'm uncomfortable.
Okay. All right. So yeah, there's a thing about Kim's friend that kind of irks her. But is it worth it to bring it up to her?
Yeah. Is this one of those things you just kind of deal with it, or can you find the right words?
Yeah. All right. So that on the way on that. Social media, you can find us at Ben and Kelly Show. Sometimes you shoot us messages, some DMs. So we like to dive into the DM from time to time and, you know, help you out. Hey there, Kim.
Good morning.
Hey, so thanks for letting us talk to you about this and reaching out. Kind of walk through what you sent us.
Okay, so I have this lovely best friend, love her to death.
Mm-hmm.
Delightful person in all kinds of ways. But there is just like this one tiny little yet super irritating thing about her. And I'm wondering, you know, if I should mention it to her or how I do it.
Okay, what is it?
She's like a horrible storyteller.
Oh, like,
no. Oh, that.
Yes.
Okay.
Like, news fest. Like, too many important, like, unimportant details, like, never really gets to the good stuff. Storyteller.
Oh. Oh, okay.
They're always like, you know what I mean? Like the you had to be there type stories or like literally just have no point. So for example, last week, a bunch of us were at dinner and someone asked her about her vacation. She went on vacation to Florida and someone asked her about it. And she spent like a good 5 minutes describing how difficult it was to find a parking place at the airport.
Mm-hmm.
And then, she gave us like this super detailed story about having to repack her bag to get through security. And like, you know, at which point someone like gently asked her to tell us about the beach.
Yeah. So what about the actual vacation?
I know. It was excruciating. So, like, she's such a nice person. And, you know, it's hard to get irritated, but I do find myself, you know, like, drifting off and thinking about other things once she launches into a story.
All right.
Well, that's awkward.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I'm just wondering, should I say something to her? Or, you know, and, you know, if yes, how? Because it's really important that I don't hurt her feelings, but I don't want to not include her in, you know, our conversations either, so I don't know.
Oh, gosh, that is really tough, because I know if somebody said that to me, I'd be devastated and be like, I'm not telling another story ever again, and I'd shut it down.
Oh, God, right, yeah, I don't want that.
Yeah, so, Kim, maybe you just, I almost want to say, hey, if you want to save the friendship, don't say anything to her and just bear through it.
Really?
I know that's not the answer you want to hear, but I don't know if there is a nice way to say, hey, your storytelling not great.
Yeah, I don't know how you say that. Unless
you're Bert Kreischer. Comedian Bert Kreischer talks about this. He like tells some of his friends if they are not a good storyteller, he says, listen, this is what you need to do to make that story better. He even like suggests putting things that didn't happen in the stories just to make them better.
Yeah, comedian Bert Kreischer. Yeah. I tell you, we do have several people like texting in, and maybe we can help you out. But I think unless you're just like, hey, you know, Janet, I don't know if that's her name, but Janet, tell us about Florida. I don't have a lot of time, so give us like the 60-second version.
But what if you're sitting there at a leisurely dinner? They know you have time.
I don't know. All right. Well, hey, Kim, thank you. And I would say just twiddle your thumbs and just try to grin and bear it. But
maybe some listeners have some sort of a way, words you can use that are, you know, gently suggest how to make stories better without like telling her she currently sucks at it and hurting her feelings.
Oh man, I hope so. This is like really excruciating, honestly.
All right, Kim. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
You're welcome.
Holly texts in, send her the music Ben plays when someone goes on and on and on. It's like Drill Over right now.
Yes, go on. Tell me more about your trip to Florida.
Oh my God. we got another text. First of all, she's not one to talk. I was thinking about what I was going to have for dinner the whole time she was talking. No, I don't think this is helping. Andrew, the love doctor, said it's an easy fix, but then he didn't tell us what the easy fix is.
Well, I don't see it as something to worry about. She's got a strength in other ways, obviously, because she's a best friend of yours.
Yeah, absolutely. Jamie said, you know, could maybe you ask questions to guide her stories while she's telling it?
It's hard sometimes when people don't leave a breath to do that. And I don't know if this...
That's when you jump in.
If that's her friend or not. And, you know, it sometimes feels weird, you know, cutting them off to say, get to the point.
Well, but that makes you, like she said, that makes you seem interested and also helps guide the story.
Yeah, that is true.
I think that's a good practical way to approach it.
No. I'm sorry, Kelly, what did you say?
We're not sending them you. So mean.
Yeah, you know, I get it. Brittany even said, I used to work with a girl like that, told nonstop stories all day to all of us. Boss secretly suggested we invest in headphones.
Oh, gosh. It's just so mean. So if you work in a place and you notice a lot of people are wearing headphones, do you sit there and reevaluate your storytelling skills?
I have noticed accidentally that I, and unintentionally, but sometimes someone's talking to me and I'll put headphones on.
Really?
That's like a big, hey, you're done.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, I'm tuning out now.
Yeah, it's like, okay, I have.
No, you do that in the show, but that's because you have to. The song's running out. Yeah, but do you do that outside of the show?
Yeah, if I am working here in the studio and I'm doing stuff right and someone comes in. And, you know, they'll ask a quick question, I'll answer, but then I'll just put my headphones on and it's like, all right.
Oh, like they're lingering, like they maybe still have more to say and you shut it down.
And I'm like, nope, we're done. We're done. So I don't know if any of those suggestions. Again, Kim, I would just say, hey, look, just maybe ask a couple questions that help guide the conversation. But
yeah, I think Jamie's suggestion's the best.
I wouldn't worry too much about it. So
yeah, she seems like an awesome person. Just, you know, help the storytelling a little bit by, you know, asking the good questions that lead her to the good places in the story.
For those of you who've never heard a Setting the Bar story, Kelly, describe what these stories are all about.
Well, the bar is like a little metaphorical hurdle.
Uh-huh.
We put it low to the ground, pretty confident you can jump over it and have a success for your day in the fact that you're not going to do this.
Right. So you had one job. You really did. But you managed to mess that up. And so that's where we're going here. Setting the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without serving floor sealant instead of milk to the kids, you're doing okay.
Oh my gosh. Oh, that sounds bad.
Now, the good news is no one was seriously hurt or anything.
Oh, good.
In any of this. And they're all.
Oh, but that probably tasted real bad. I bet they let them know real quick. Ew, this milk tastes funny.
Yeah. Outside of a couple upset stomachs, they're doing fine. But yeah, this happened up in Alaska. There apparently was a mix up and the floor sealant was being transported next to milk. And the floor sealant.
Are they little tiny pouches of floor sealant? I feel like that's got to come in like a big bucket or a big, you know, container, right?
So it was kind of in a big container. And the milk, it was also transported in a big container. And they were both white, liquidy sort of substances. And they were both next to each other. It was a mix up. And workers accidentally put the floor sealant there in the elementary school, and the kids started drinking the milk, and then they started complaining. They were like, yeah, it kind of feels funny. Their mouths and throats are a little bit burning, and then they kind of looked and investigated it a little bit more, and they were like, oh, well, this is actually floor sealant.
I'm so confused, because typically you have little individual cartons of milk.
So
do you have little individual cartons of floor sealant?
No. So I went to a college where we had part of, you know, one of the cafeterias had milk that you just kind of, it was out of the dispenser.
Oh, a dispenser of milk?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. So that's what I'm assuming took place here. But anyways.
Back to little individual cartons of milk.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe that's what they need to do. But yeah, again, setting the bar. You had one job. One job. Just make sure that it says M-I-L-K on the side of the thing before you give it to the K-I-D-S, all right?
Oh, my goodness. I couldn't even imagine.
Yeah. So there you go. Setting the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without serving floor sealant instead of milk to the kids, you're doing all right.
I'm so glad it wasn't like more toxic than it sounds like it should be.
Yeah, like I said, outside of some upset stomachs, they're doing fine. So,
okay, that's good.
Is good.
Here's what's coming up with Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
All right, let's move some chairs around to get all these trumpeters in here.
The daddiest of dad jokes are coming. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, so You Laugh, You Lose. That's a segment we do every Friday where we sling our jokes back and forth. A lot of them are described as dad jokes. This would be an appropriate week to really capitalize on that.
Oh, now see, listen, everyone should be putting all of their support behind the resident dad here at the radio station.
No one does, but yes. I agree
but
with you.
Suzanne, our coworkers texted, said, win this, Kelly. She's drawing the line. Also, because we should also notice the text. Remember the conversation a little bit ago where you said that you put headphones on to shut down conversations? She's like, you know what? Ben does that a lot when I'm in studio.
Okay.
Whoever laughs first loses. If you laugh, you lose. With Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
All right, trumpets mean it's time for You Laugh, You Lose, the game where Kelly and I sling our best dad jokes back and forth. First person who laughs loses. It's a simple concept, easy game. Kelly has the trophy right now.
I do. Look at her. She's so pretty.
Yeah.
I mean, really, it's custom when you think about it with the printed and taped on label and little decoration we dropped inside. It's custom.
I feel like it has character.
It does. 100%.
All right, brought to you by the Caravan Comedy Club. You laugh, you lose. That means losers go first, so that would be me.
Are you ready? I mean, this is kind of the Father's Day edition. Do you have a lot of Father's Day-oriented jokes? The daddiest of dad jokes, if you will?
I mean, they're all dad jokes, let's be honest. All right, here we go. You laugh, you lose. So, hey, by the way, good news, Kelly.
Yeah.
Start off with a little bit of good news here this morning.
Okay,
I found religion.
Oh, great.
After meeting Mike Tyson.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, dude hit me right in the faith.
Cute.
Thank you.
Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
Kid asked his dad about his inheritance.
Mm-hmm.
Dad shook a stack of unpaid bills and said, one day, son, this will all be yours. Do you get it?
Okay.
You had that blank stare in your face.
So, Kelly, why didn't Anna and Elsa's parents teach them the whole alphabet?
Why didn't they teach them the whole alphabet?
Yeah, because they got lost at sea. Too soon?
Savage. It's a little soon. Hey, Ben.
Mm-hmm.
Swimming with sharks is so expensive.
Oh.
Cost me an arm and a leg.
Yikes. You know, Kelly, I joined a dating site for arsonists.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting.
Yeah, I've been getting a lot of matches.
Cute.
Thank you.
Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
Guy says, my friend keeps saying, cheer up, man. Could be worse. You could be stuck underground in a hole full of water. I know he means well.
Oh, well, yeah. It's you laugh, you lose. You know, Kelly, my kids refused to eat leftover tacos for dinner. So my wife asked me to throw them out. And I did. Now I have no idea what to do with all these tacos.
Yeah, yeah. Poor kids. Hey, Ben, if Post Malone canceled his tour, does that now make him postpone Malone?
Does. Kelly, I called Animal Welfare today and said, I've just found a suitcase in the woods containing four kittens. That's terrible, they said. Are they moving? I said, I'm not sure, to be honest, but if they were, that would explain the suitcase.
Gotcha. By the way, Jennifer says I'd throw my kids out over tacos also.
There you go.
There you go.
You laugh, you lose.
Hey, Ben, I'm never again donating money to anybody collecting for a marathon.
Oh.
You know why?
Why?
They just take the money and run.
Yes, they do.
Mm-hmm.
I went to the optometrist just yesterday and bumped into an old friend.
Oh.
Yeah. I also bumped into the optometrist, the receptionist, and I knocked over their sunglasses display.
Yeah. You should probably be there.
Yeah.
Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
Fortune teller told me that in 10 to 15 years, I would suffer the most terrible heartbreak any person's ever faced.
Oh, no.
I was so upset.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I decided to cheer myself up. I adopted a puppy. Never been happier.
Oh, that's deathy.
It will be in 10 to 15 years.
Yeah. Speaking of death. So husband in the hospital on his deathbed, and he confesses to his wife, hey, look, My life is slipping away, and I want you to know that I've been unfaithful to you with three other women.
Oh, no.
His wife holds his hand comfortingly and whispers, I know. That's why I poisoned you.
Good plot twist. The evil look in your eye adds to it, too.
Good one, sir.
Thank you.
Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
Asked my dad what we were having for dinner, and he said, you know, whatever you're making. Wouldn't have been that bad, but I was on the toilet at the time.
You're making your own plate of nachos, weren't you?
Yeah.
Hey, Kelly, what was bulging underneath the leprechaun's trousers?
Oh, we're going for leprechaun bulges? I don't know.
Bulging under the leprechaun trousers was his weenie.
Hey.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
Policeman knocks on the door and says, sir, it looks like your wife has been involved in an accident. The man replies, I know, but she has a lovely personality.
Oh.
She's not very attractive.
Kelly, I farted on my wallet this morning.
Yeah.
I farted on my wallet this morning.
Uh-huh.
Hoping it would add gas money. It didn't.
Solid.
It didn't.
Solid. It didn't? That is bad news.
Tastes better, though.
Okay, hey, Ben.
What?
What do you call a dinosaur that uses cheap toilet paper?
What?
A Megasaurus!
Fergie.
Craigslist is connection.
What are you doing? Are you just hitting all the buttons?
It's because I win. I'm hitting all the buttons because I win. Taking this.
Give me some more Fergie. I think we just need more. You know what? If somebody tells a bad joke, just hit the Fergie button.
Fergie.
It'll shut it down.
All right. There. Right, there you go. You laugh, you lose. I'm going to go ahead and take this victory for all the dads.
Oh, that's great.
You Laugh, You Lose, brought to you by the Caravan Comedy Club here.
Oh, you know the point when we start going downhill, right?
Yep, on DJX. Quick question for you, Kelly. Can you actually call me a handyman if I fix it, but then it breaks, but then I fix it again, and but then it breaks again, but then I fix it again, and it breaks again?
Ooh.
Because I'm fixing it correctly, and it works, but it works for a period of time, and then it breaks again.
So then are we blaming the thing that you keep fixing and refixing?
So I'm talking about my faucet in our bathroom. It will leak from time to time. And so I'll get in there and I'll replace some of the seals and things like that, which I see that like they do get worn down. But I feel like I'm replacing them a lot more often than I should be.
So have you ever thought maybe it's time to break down and get a new faucet?
Yeah, but I don't want to go there yet.
So how many times will we fix the current one?
I probably fix it about every 6 to 8 weeks.
Oh, okay. It might be time to invest.
You think?
I think so. I think that that's the universe telling you this. It's had a good run, but now we're done.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe am I just putting Band-Aids on it? I think so, but
probably.
Yeah. All right. That's what I thought.
It should last a little longer than 6 weeks.
That's what I thought. That's what I thought. Yeah. But, you know,
I'm not an expert, not a plumber, but I'm guessing. Yeah.
Yeah. It has literally been the bane of my existence for the past probably 2 years, or every like 6 to 8 months or so. I have to like replace it again.
You know what you deserve. You deserve to fix it one time and have it be done.
Okay, great. Question
you
answer.
You need that in your life.
Question answer. Ass in a hotel. It's the DJ. All right, set to the bar story. Kelly, what are those?
Those are examples of what not to do. The bar is like a little metaphorical hurdle. We're pretty confident you can jump over successfully.
Yeah, for sure. So, you know, when you think of like getaway cars, you think of things that are fast, you know, get you out of a situation.
Yeah, getaway car in and of itself means you're trying to get away rapidly from probably breaking the law.
Yeah. So, you know, assuming you've already broken the law.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking to a very niche audience right now.
Uh-huh.
So if you can manage to make it through the day without trying to run from police in a kayak, you're doing okay.
Oh, yeah, that is not going to have the same kind of horsepower as, let's say, a car.
Yeah. Yeah. So this happened in Alabama. Dude broke the law.
Do you think that when he broke the law, it was more of a spontaneous decision? Or do you think this was like premeditated and maybe he just didn't fully think the entire plan out to the exit?
So here's the thing. He started his day by trying to steal lawnmowers and leaf blowers and stuff like that from people's yards.
Oh, okay.
Police called. He drops everything and runs. Now, instead of running, jumping in a car and fleeing, he ran to the river where there was a kayak and he jumped in the kayak. Here's the thing. Didn't know how to really use a kayak, so it capsized and the police legit were just sitting there waiting for him to, I guess, get close enough to the bank where they could just get him.
So it's kind of a rescue mission, what it turned out to be, right?
Yeah, well, kind of, yeah. He kind of started, then he swam back to the bank, and the officers were just like, okay, come with us. Yeah, again, you know, if you're a burglar, if you've already broken the law and you're thinking, hey, I want to get away quickly, maybe a kayak isn't the best option to do.
The storage is not great on that either.
Yeah.
When you're trying to make away with, you know, goods.
Yeah, you're not going to be able to
leaf blowers and whatnot.
Keep a lawnmower on the back of a kayak.
Also, you shouldn't get those wet.
Right. All right, so there you go. Set it to bar on 99.7 DJX. It's Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX, and I was a little bit shocked to see this video, but apparently everybody has a breaking point, even the nicest man in the absolute world, Tom Hanks.
Yeah, this guy typically will just walk up and surprise people taking wedding photos. He does it all the time.
Yeah, and you know, I don't necessarily blame him for this, but yeah, Tom Hanks, Rita Wilson being mobbed by fans. One of them actually tripped Rita. This is what it sounded like.
How you doing?
It's been a long time.
Be careful, Tom.
Watch out. Move.
Whoa. Stop it.
And that stop it you heard, that was Rita. That was Rita saying, stop it.
Yeah. She kind of got caught in like the subway grate.
Yeah.
Stop it.
What are you doing?
Back the off.
What are y'all doing?
Ooh, that was Tom.
Knocking over my wife.
Yeah, they're bugging.
Sorry about that, Tom.
Yeah, I mean, you realize what you did immediately, and you have to apologize to the nicest man in Hollywood.
Yeah, it's like there were several paparazzi, and then I think there were just other fans that were trying to, like, walk with them getting selfies, that kind of thing. And so he's clearly yelling at the guy that bumped his wife, and the guy's turning around going, like, why are you bugging? You know, like, he's trying to blame it, look behind him to blame it on somebody else.
Right.
But yeah, they just got a little too close.
Yeah. So, you know, everybody has that point where it's just like, guys, I mean, you know, like,
yes.
People like you and me have no idea what it's like to be hounded.
Yeah.
100% of the time you go out the door.
Yes.
You know,
and
so,
I'm sure it gets tiring.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. I mean, we have examples of people not handling it well and people, you know, typically like Tom Hanks who do handle it well. So anyways, that video.
That was his breaking point, though. He was done at that point.
Yeah. You hurt his wife or you know, you caused his wife.
It was an issue. Nudge, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
They didn't knock her to the ground.
Right.
Which is good.
And I think he was wanting to prevent that for sure. Yeah. Nope, not Billie Eilish. That is Dove Cameron, Boyfriend, 99.7 DJX. It's the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show. By the way, speaking of Billie Eilish, she has an unlikely duet with someone for one of her older hits. She is on the latest Sesame Street. And,
oh, fun!
And yeah, so
who's her duet partner? Is it Elmo?
It is not. It is none other than The Count.
When I'm counting with you.
Yeah, there it is.
I'm happier than ever.
One!
So much better.
I mean,
get out.
The Count has some pipes.
Yes, he does. He's a crooner.
Yeah, he is. You can see that up. WDJX.com. We got it up there for you. Okay. This weekend, we got stuff to give away in the form of Chelsea Cutler tickets up on the website at WDJX.com. We are also giving away those Jack Harlow tickets through the weekend, so you can get in to win those through the weekend as well. And then next
week. Yeah, enter every day, and then we flip the switch to Kevin Hart next week.
That's right. That's right. Well, not Monday because we have Monday off, but on...
Tuesday.
Starting Tuesday, Kevin Hart tickets every weekday morning at 8 o'clock. Okay, so... we will hook you up starting Tuesday morning on the DJX All Access Summer with Kevin Hart tickets. Okay. Any big plans this weekend?
I'm going to go see Bert Kreischer tonight. Yes. Fully Loaded Comedy Festival at SEM Center.
By the way, congratulations to everybody who won tickets from 99.7 DJX. Hopefully you have a great time tonight. And yeah, you can kind of see our, we chatted with them before the show. Up at WDJX.
He wasn't wearing a shirt.
No, as
true to form.
I was going to say, true to form, as per usual.
That's how he typically does his shows. If you've ever seen him, he is hysterical. Now, you've got, you know, it's a big Father's Day weekend. Do you have any plans? How do you want to spend Sunday?
Well, I will be doing a bunch of Irish dance stuff this weekend because they have a big competition in Louisville here this weekend.
But that is not focused on you.
No, I know. I know. And that's what, yeah, whatever. It is what it is.
At least, like, let the dads get up on stage and say, "We honor you, dance dads. We salute you on Father's Day."
Nah, it ain't about us.
Well, they should. I'm putting that in the suggestion box.
All right. So there you go. So hopefully you have a great weekend, and we will talk next week.
Okay, bye.